Welcome to another Radio Munson. I'm Don. We're on GLT tonight, broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome aboard. Drummer Frankie Capp and his band. He called it the Frank Capp Juggernaut, and a bunch of West Coast musicians, just the cream of the crop out there, including Jerry Wiggins, who was featured on piano there with Frank Capp playing drums. And a thing that Neil Hefti wrote called Cherry Point. And, of course, those of you who are ex-Marines know that Cherry Point is a Marine Corps air station out there in North Carolina, not too far from the Atlantic. I'm Don Munson. The program is Radio Munson. By the way, the name of the album is Frank Capp's Juggernaut in a Hefty Bag. Not the kind that, not the kind of garbage bags that Jonathan Winters used to tout on TV. But H-E-F-T-I, as in Neil Hefti, who wrote all the songs that are on the CD. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time. That would be 8 o'clock where I am. I'm just a little ways up Dove Mountain, the lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. Well, I have a 7-Up bottle of 7-Up sitting here on the counter, and get plenty of light in here. And we're ready to go here this evening. And as for you, I'm not sure where you are this evening, but you've arrived just in time.
Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. Oh, love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lucky day. Now I know just where I'm going, no more doubt or fear, I found my way. Oh, love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lucky day.
That's Dean Martin and Nelson Riddle's great arrangement for, that was one of Dean's biggest hits, wasn't it? On this Thursday evening, the 19th of the month, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. How about that? 1 week away from Thanksgiving. They'll be putting the Christmas decorations and Christmas items to buy in the stores out here in another 7 days, right? Yeah, we wish. Well, whether you're just in time or just a little bit tardy, the important thing is that you're here this evening. We don't mark anybody tardy. It's either present or absent. There's no in-between here. If you're a little bit late, that's fine. You're just in time for Cyril Aimé, however. Cyril Aimé. Do you know about her? French vocalist and now based in Brooklyn, New York, doing all kinds of jazz-based stuff. And some gypsy swing from time to time. She was born in France in Fontainebleau in 1984, so she's 31 years old and raised nearby there, and by a French father and a Dominican mother. And Aimé first became interested in performing music while she was sneaking out of the house to attend the local Django Reinhardt Festival. There were actually some gypsy encampments around there, and she listened to the gypsy music. She moved to the United States then to further her studies in music, and while here in the States, she was hired to play a weekly gig in a club in New York City's Soho neighborhood, and that led to other gigs, and soon Aimé was deeply embedded in the New York jazz scene. Make that Chicago as well. Now, she recorded an album with Jeff Lindberg's Chicago Jazz Orchestra, and it just includes some remarkable stuff.
What a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a-fluttering all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. What a little moonlight can do to you. Wait a while till that moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is what a little moonlight can do. Just will not utter the words I love you. Wait a while till that moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist. all you'll say when you have kissed him is, what a little moonlight can do. Till that moonbeam comes peeping through. Now you'll get bored, you can't resist him, and all you'll say after you've kissed him is, one little moonlight can do.
That's Chicago's Jeff Lindbergh and his Chicago Jazz Orchestra with Surreal Ame, and what a little moonlight can do. I hope you can see the moon wherever you are this evening. I'm Don Munson. Surreal Ame was born in France, as was Claude Bolling, who is 85 years old, famous French jazz pianist who's composed he's composed more than 100 songs for films, and a wonderful arranger, occasional actor, Claude Bolling, 85 years young. Everybody has the tricolors, if not out, then in our minds, the blue, white, and red in the flag of France. Let's salute them with Claude Bolling's great arrangement and his own French band. Le Marseillais has never swung quite like that until the great French arranger Claude Bolling, the pianist with his big band there, swung the French national song. And we're all very much in solidarity with the French this evening. Don Munson on Radio Munson. You can listen to our archive programs when you go to WGLT.org and click on music. You also can find our podcast, Our Swatches at a Time, listen to them whenever you feel like it, by going to iTunes. Check the podcast section of the iTunes offerings and click on Radio Munson. Doesn't cost you anything to download them. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm broadcasting tonight from just a little ways up Dove Mountain. Here's one of the classics from the swing era done by Benny Goodman's band. Benny was well established as the king of swing by 1939, and he had a great band featuring a trumpeter from Philadelphia named Ziggy Elman and a singing sweetheart. In fact, they called her the sweetheart of swing, named Martha Tilton, who was born down in Corpus Christi, Texas, 100 years ago this week. In 1939, they recorded this thing.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. Undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. Just a gentle murmur.
Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and If I Had You. I'm not sure of the era in which that was recorded, so I'm not positive who the clarinet player, who probably also doubled there on alto saxophone, was. But it might well have been Tommy's older brother, Jimmy Dorsey, who played both when they had the Dorsey Brothers band together. And then they split and had their own bands for a number of years, but got back together in the 1950s, had a television show, and made some great music together. It's possible they recorded that then. At any rate, I'm sure that was Tommy Dorsey's trombone in his own band, If I Had You. Benny Goodman's band before the break with Martha Tilton and the great trumpeter, Ziggy Elman, and The Angels Sing from 1939. I'm Don Munson. We wallow in the past here on Radio Munson. Last week, we were playing a contemporary New Orleans pianist named of Richard Scott, who plays great stride piano down there. And I thought we might do a little reprise of stride piano tonight by the old master Fats Waller, who sings a few bars himself.
I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, but it's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was the teacher, and the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, but it's crazy about me. Parson, get that book, hold it in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination, perfect he and she. Crazy about my baby, yes, baby, it's crazy about me. My baby's crazy about me. Here it is, babes. Your license number is 94136.
Fats Waller could kid around about the song. After all, he wrote it. Radio Munson. On Thursday the 19th, here's Ella Fitzgerald.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Ella Fitzgerald. Billy May arranged that salute to Harold Arlen. And I'm not sure who was playing vibes. Wasn't Christian Tambour. He came along much more recently. And here he is with his quintet. Thank you. maybe the most prominent vibraphonist in the jazz scene today, Christian Tambur, T-A-M-B-U-R-R. Carol and I caught him several years ago when he was just out of college playing at the Jazz Corner in Hilton Head down in the Carolinas, and he's really blossomed as an artist since then, Christian Tambur. And I remember you, Johnny Mercer, wrote that song. Here's Lee Gaines, great bass singer, with his group, the Delta Rhythm Boys.
Well, get aboard the A-train to take a little ride around the city. Brooklyn, our Broadway train. You see that old New York is mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding. That's where romance may be hiding. Forget your car or airplane. You find that it'll pay to take the A train.
You'll take your baby to Harlem. You're bound to find a hall up on Sugar Hill where everyone's having a solid ball. You board that A train and then you ride till you dig this number, 145th Street, where all the cats meet, posing on a stroll. Pops, they're really in there.
Bottaloo down, bottaloo day. That's the riff that the bands all play. It's groovy, the hep can't say.
Then you know that you're in Harlem.
You got to get off that A train.
And you will have a ball, yeah. If you're looking for rhythm, you'll find it on Sugar Hill.
Now that you know just how to get up there, dig up a nickel and you've got your fare. If you want to go to Happy Harlem, you take the A train that goes uptown and ride, ride, ride. Wait until you get on Sugar Hill. You'll jump for joy till you get your fill.
Have you got your nickel
in your hand? Then hurry, don't you miss that train, old man.
Yes, you must take the A train.
Train, daddy train. You'll make it on time.
Go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem.
Harlem.
Better hurry.
Hurry. Get aboard the train.
145th Street Station.
Watch your step.
Quit shoving, man. I'm getting off, too.
Okay, daddy-o.
This is the A-Train.
Thank you.
there putting a little boogie beat behind the old Swanee River song. Well, not us. The Commanders did that. They were a band featuring a trombone section of the late 1960s, I think, maybe through the 1960s. The Commanders. Tutti Camerata, who is a prominent arranger and a trombonist himself, formed that band. Swanee River Boogie. Radio Munson, I'm Don. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. Any old time, you know I love to hear from you. We're broadcasting tonight from Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. But we're broadcasting from the big tower that supports WGLT Radio on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, Bloomington, Illinois. Proud to be as well. Going to be cold in Bloomington Normal over the weekend. And they're still saying a decent chance of some snow on Saturday for the last ISU regular season, emphasis on regular season, home game. And they're saying it's not going to be a crippling snow, but it may be more than just a little bit of a dusting. So we'll see how that pans out. Temperatures below 20 degrees both Saturday night and Sunday night, and temperatures only in the 30s, maybe mid-30s, maybe even low 30s, Saturday and Sunday, the way it appears right now. You staying warm enough?
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cold burning, lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting up so blooming, blue still. I would never budge till spring crept over the window sill, not till someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely, 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 lovely? Wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, I wanted a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, and lots of cold and lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting up so blooming blue still. I would never budge till spring crept over the window sill, someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely, 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 lovely? Would that be lovely? Thank you. so lovely, sitting up so bloomingly still. I would never budge till spring crept over the windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, would that be lovely, 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 but I'm that lovely. Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that be lovely?
Cassandra Wilson, and an album she did in 2007 called Loverly, and it is, in fact. Jason Moran on piano, Marvin Sewell's a guy who played guitar, Herlin Riley on drums, and Lonnie Plaxico playing bass here on Radio Munson with Tony DeSar, who has a little bit of help from Bucky Pizzarelli's guitar.
The guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much. Oh, look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much. Oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now. Start. I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. Yeah, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things. Oh, look at me now. Baby, look at me now.
Tony DeSar, you'll see him in New York City. Check the listings if you go to New York and see if Tony DeSar is playing in one of the clubs. If he is, go see him. You won't be sorry. Plays great piano and sings new interpretations of a lot of songs that you've known for a long time. Joe Bushkin, fellow pianist and sometimes singer, wrote that song, Oh, Look at Me Now. Back in the days when Bushkin was writing some music and playing piano for Tommy Dorsey's band. Here's a guy that we haven't played for a while, Chuck Hedges, a clarinet, just not any clarinetist, considered to be one of the best jazz clarinetists ever. I don't say that lightly. I think you could substantiate that claim. Clarinet fans who recall the best work from Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and other giants put Hedges right in that league, according to Mike Drew, who writes jazz for the Milwaukee Journal. Chuck Hedges came from Milwaukee, but is more associated with Chicago, actually, during his career. He died about 5 years ago, Hedges did, after an illness of several years, at age 77. Over the years, Chuck recorded a whole bunch of albums with his own bands and performed with literally hundreds of other bands and various recordings. But the most famous group he played with was the Chuck Hedges Swingtet, a fixture for 30 years at Andy's, that great jazz club in the Chicago Magnificent Mile area, just off Magnificent Mile. He always took the toughest night, one of his pals, Jerry Barnes, said, Mondays, because he could fill the house on Mondays. He filled every house he ever played, almost. Chuck Hedges. I've been looking for several years for a viable recording of his doing After You've Gone, a song that Benny Goodman had performed with his own sextet half a century before Hedges got a hold of it. Hedges' clarinet sort of soared above his sextet, pure, endless lines without any apparent need for oxygen. I mean, I'm not sure when he ever took a breath. But we'd see him every year at the Central Illinois Jazz Festival in Decatur. He was a fixture there for probably 15, 20 years, playing with a band of trumpeter, cornetist Tommy Saunders had formed, sort of the house band for the Decatur Jazz Festival. I finally found that version that I think is worth playing on the air. This may not be the best I've heard him play After You've Gone, but saying that, it's still better than I've heard anybody else play that song, Chuck Hedges.